Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. Rob, let's stick with college basketball, but go to the men's side. Of course, the championship game is tonight. Purdue, led by 7-4 player of the year, Zach Edey, Rob, against the Connecticut, which is going for its sixth championship. I mean, UConn has become just such a dominant program, and they're going for their second straight, Rob.
It's weird. They're not a blue blood, but they win a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if blue bloods changes, but I feel like they're a blue blood. You know, like, who are the blue bloods?
Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, right?
Right.
Be like the old school.
Yeah,
I'm saying if
it's just based on kind of
it's like
some of the flagship programs of yesteryear,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I think that's what a blue blood is. And
cuz they've been great, Rob. Now, I mean, it's been the 90s when they got good? Was it the
it's
90s?
It's funny, Jim Calhoun,
it's been 30,
Chris,
40 years.
I remember when I covered St. John's basketball, interviewing Jim Calhoun his first year with Cliff Robinson was a player at college. I interviewed Jim Calhoun and Cliff Robinson at Alumni Hall on the campus of St. John's, Chris, before a game. They didn't even play at Madison Square Garden. They played on campus.
Yeah, I'm a little different. I kind of look at blue bloods. I get it if that's the technical definition.
Yeah, I think
I even look at a Syracuse. Like, if Syracuse was in the Final Four, people would be like, they wouldn't view them kind of as like a blue blood, like a historic program, even though they only won one. I mean, Indiana, Rob, would be technically a blue blood, but man, they haven't been consistently good since Bobby Knight retired. Or left. Was fired, actually. Wasn't he fired there? You know what I mean?
Oh, no, like, he was Bobby Knight was fired.
Yeah, they haven't been consistently good.
Just like
since
John Calipari.
The 80s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let's get into it, because John Calipari, Rob, the news broke over the weekend that he is going to, well, he's taking a 5-year deal now to coach at Arkansas. Remember, there was talk he might get fired by Kentucky, but they decided to retain him. And now he is on his way to Arkansas. What do you make of this?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's nice to put a bow on it, and it's great. He's going to Arkansas, and he's got this 5-year deal or whatever. No, they made it clear, Chris, that they weren't happy with what has gone on at Kentucky of late. And that's why he sought to go find him another job, to spare the embarrassment. Who walks away? They owed him $33 million, Chris, which he forfeited. What would be your reason, Chris, if everything is good, right, and they made it public that they were keeping them, didn't they have a statement, right?
Yep.
That don't even make sense. To go to Arkansas, really? And to take a pay cut. It's not a small one, but he took a pay cut.
Right.
There's no way, Chris, this is him being proactive. They didn't have to say they didn't want you. They made you feel like you weren't wanted. Enough to where you're like, I got to get out of here. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure the hostility from the fans, they're sick of it. What would they get knocked out in the first round the last 3 years?
And in the first round.
First round, Chris.
Two of the last three.
Who'd they lose to? Yale? Was it Yale?
They lost. No, this year it was, who was it, Roger? It was, it wasn't Yale. Gosh, who was it?
I just forgot the school.
Yeah.
Not a strong.
No, it was a bad. Yeah, it was a much lower program.
Right. So Kentucky,
Oakland. That's right.
Oh, Oakland. I'm sorry. My God. My God.
Not right. Oakland, California.
Right. Oakland County, Chris, outside of Detroit.
And last year they lost in the second round. And the year before that, they lost to 15-seeded St. Peter's.
There you go. And Kentucky now, Chris, ready, has won one NCAA tournament game and just one SEC tournament game since 2019. 5 years under Calipari. Over the last 4 years, they've been eliminated in the first round by a 14 seed, then eliminated by a second round like you talked about, and by a third seed, been eliminated in the first round by a 15 seed and missed the tournament altogether. That's what's been going on here. You can't sit here and tell me that this was your doing and you just decided to move on because you got a better deal in Arkansas. No. They didn't want you at Kentucky. This is a nice spin. It feels good. You don't think Arkansas wants it? Because to me, Musselman just left, Chris, to go to USC.
Right.
So why didn't he just go to USC? And Musselman could have stayed at Arkansas. Like, really, you're replacing Musselman and went to USC? That ain't a promotion to me.
I agree. No, it's not a promotion. But I agree with what you've said. But I also think, Rob, and we said it when, you know, we were discussing whether or not he should be fired. I exactly what I thought would happen happened. Remember, I said they should fire him, but because he's got $33 million guaranteed, I don't think they will. But
they did enough, Rob, to force him. That, you know what?
No, they didn't have to do nothing. He knew how toxic it was, Rob. It was toxic. It was bad last year. The fans. I mean, I'm guessing administration was bad, too, after this, you know, debacle in this year's tournament. But the fans were so bad last year, Rob, that John Calipari knew that if he went back there, it was going to be ugly. Because it was ugly last year. And he basically, you know, he wasn't wanted in Kentucky by the fans. Administration was stuck with that money. They probably didn't want him. But I think this works out, Rob, for all three parties involved. Calipari, Kentucky, and Arkansas. Calipari, because again, it was going to be incredibly ugly in Lexington next year. And then it works out for Kentucky because they didn't want him, but they were stuck with him because of the money. And now they've been able to move on and don't have to pay him anything. And then Arkansas, Rob, because Musselman is a good coach. This year they struggled, but he'd done a pretty good job there. But they're kind of, you know, they've been okay, pretty good. You know, they're in the top 20 most years. But Calipari is on a different level. For all his flaws, and we've talked about, Rob, great recruiter.
Oh, yeah.
Not a great game coach. All his flaws, he's still on a level as far as fame, as far as accomplishments, and as certainly as far as recruiting, their Musselman is. And so now, Rob, Arkansas gets a shot in the arm. Like, for their program, even him coming off these losses and all of that, Rob, for their program, this is a boost.
Oh, there's no, there's,
you know what I mean?
There's no doubt.
You're getting attention, you know. So I think it works out.
I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. They for Arkansas, this is good for them.
Yep.
But if you think anything's going to change or he's going to go down and win a championship, I don't see that happening. But they don't care. It's a higher profile.
If he gets them, yeah. If he, I mean, I agree. I'm not even thinking championship right now. Could it happen? Sure. It'll be interesting, Rob, to see, does he get the level and caliber of recruits that he was getting at Kentucky and that he was getting at Memphis before? Because he was connected to World Wide West. World Wide West now works for the Knicks. And so is that pipeline still going to be there to help Kyle get some of these players? And so I don't know. He's still gotten great players at Kentucky. And will he keep that same? I think he will, Rob. Like, will he keep the same approach? I'm going out and get the one and dones, the best high school players in the country. I'm getting them all. Or will he try to, you know, get guys that'll stay 3-4 years, Rob? You know, he talked about that after their loss. I think it was kind of just lip service.
Yeah.
I think he'll go for the big time players.
Well, if you're trying to win big, you know, you normally need those players. Like, that's nice to see.
But now it's kind of changing.
Right.
I mean, you like UConn, their biggest NBA prospect is a freshman who's not their best player this year.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
But he's the most talented.
Yeah,
Purdue has no huge NBA prospects. I mean, Edie. You know,
but you still, if you have a player like, and we know, we talk about it all the time, Carmelo Anthony or someone of that ilk that comes along with you, Chris, they can ride you to a championship. Like, they can, because they're so much better than everybody else. But I hear you, the game has changed a lot. And what has happened is trying to get a cohesive unit together, you know, right, where the other team's been playing for 3 years and their guys are older than you. You know, like, right, older. And it makes
smarter,
a difference. There's a big difference between
understand their system
18
better.
And 19 and 22. I mean, it just is.
Well, it's interesting when you say that, Rob, because I agree. But it really shows you. We were talking the other day, remember, about the one and done. And, you know, what's fair is that guys could come out of high school, right, and go, if they're good enough to play in the NBA or get drafted, then they should be able to go right to the NBA. But what's best for the game would actually be if these guys stayed a little longer in college and matured. And, Rob, the fact that guys that will get drafted in the lottery in the first, you know, after 1 year of college, as far as college players, really aren't better, or let's put it this way, can't beat third or juniors and seniors and maybe fifth year seniors who aren't going to get anywhere near the NBA. I mean, think about that. That should tell you the level of play in the NBA to some degree. Is that you got so many of these young, talented wunderkinds, but they really don't know how to play yet. And so it's an interesting dynamic. But yeah, we'll see how you think you do. I think you'll do well. I don't know. Like you said, I'm not even thinking championship.
Nah,
at this
I'm
point.
Not even. Not.
I
even
mean, he close. Might luck into one if he gets, you know, he gets some superstar recruits. But
I think Kentucky,
he'll make him put him on the map.
The right thing, like make it so that he had to get out of there. And you're right, Chris. The fans had enough.
Oh gosh,
they were really. They just.
It was going to be ugly, Rob.
Yeah, and he was smart. He didn't want to be in that atmosphere, and you don't want to be. Remember, you live in that town, Chris. Right. Can't go to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Can't
right.
go to
right.
the grocery store. Can't your wife is being badgered. You know what I mean?
Right.
Your kids in school.
Right.
Like there becomes a thing where you got to get out of Dodge and it's
right.
too hot. And no one, it's not like when you won the championship and you're walking around town, Chris,
right.
and everybody wants to buy you a beer. Now everybody's
That's
booing
a great point
and
too.
Saying like, hey, you stink. You know what I
right.
mean?
Right. I mean, Cal, and it's a, and I don't know that he could have, you know, that he didn't mind it, but. Even if he could handle it, Rob, what about your wife?
And your kids.
You know she can't. And I don't know if his kids are, you know, if they're still in the home or anything.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know how old he is. But.
You know, yeah, but I mean, your wife, Rob, like that's hard on the wife, you know? And so, and it was hard on him too, I'm sure. But it definitely would be hard on your family. All right, 877-99 on Fox. John Calipari headed to Arkansas. What are your thoughts? That's next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. John Calipari, I mean, basically was axed. in spirit, he was axed at Kentucky. Now he'll be taking over at Arkansas. We think it works out for him, Arkansas, and Kentucky. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you can't cut it any other way, man. He didn't do this because, he's got to get to Arkansas. My God. Oh, yes. Mike in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, man? Enjoy y'all show. Y'all got the best show going. Y'all got it going on.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I think he saw the writing on the wall, and he just started looking for another job before they fired him. I'm from Texas. This guy, Shaka Smart, did the same thing. When they was getting ready to let him go,
right?
He got a job with Marquette. But I'm going to throw a name out there at you because they're going to get somebody that knows what they're doing and somebody can step in and win right away. And I think Rick Pitino would be a good person.
Oh, my.
I ain't going to listen.
Really? Rick Pitino?
No, that ain't happening.
Why would they go back to him? I go after Dan Hurley, Rob.
Yeah.
And UConn. All right,
thanks
UConn.
For the call, Mike. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about the guy at Alabama who just led them to the Final Four. Billy Donovan, Rob, not like he's having a honeymoon, dancing in the flowers in the NBA.
He's been there for a while.
Chicago's going nowhere.
I know. And they're like nowhere, Chris, in the middle of nowhere.
Right, right. Exactly. Like, there's no light at the end of the tunnel.
But they're not good.
Right.
David in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Not much. How's it going, fellas?
Doing good, buddy. How are you?
Good, man.
Doing good, doing good. I think John Calipari's really got to dig deep into his bag of coaching tricks for this Arkansas job. He's not going to have the attraction that he's got at Kentucky to get the one and done. And with the transfer portal and NIL, it's really even going to be hard to attract any transfers over there. Arkansas doesn't have the purse strings that Kentucky has. They're not a blue blood. Nobody's beating down the doors to just come play for John Calipari. They're beating down the doors to play for Kentucky and have that name on their jersey.
Look, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, because remember, he did get players at Memphis, which is a similar route. That was probably a similar program to Arkansas. You know, yeah. It's a good program.
But it was
great,
different,
but
though.
It was a good program.
NIL money and came under the table at Memphis. That's all.
Right. Let's and now you got to do it above board. That's no. Right? But he did get players at Memphis. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting.
Derek Rose on line one. Was your bank account fatter or smaller after John Calipari? Okay, just asking. All right. Let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, the bank account was fatter because Don Calipari takes care of his people. And he's been down with NIL since the 90s, and the world has finally caught up. So I agree with you. This is a win-win. He's heading to Arkansas. The reports are the owner of Tyson Chicken is a big-time Arkansas booster and contributor. So he's going to get a huge contract pay. And then, B, he'll have the NIL funds that he needs to keep his one-and-done NBA All-Star
Okay, and who's going to coach for him, Dre, when the game starts? Did they figure that out?
Okay, he's going to do it again. Rob, listen.
At Arkansas, this will be good, though. See, what was Arkansas, you just get to the Final Four, get to the Elite Eight consistently.
Right.
That'll be a little better, yeah.
But Dre, you don't think he's a good coach, do you?
Calipari, X's and O's strategically, no. He's a great recruiter,
right.
And he's lax in terms of cracking down and you know, building up the strategy. But in terms of Kentucky, they're lucky. They don't have to pay him that $33 million severance package. Yeah. So they can go out and get whatever coach they want. You're hearing Billy Donovan. Nate Oates is a hot coach out of Alabama. Sean Miller coming over from Xavier. Bruce Pearl is right there at Auburn. So they're going to get a good coach. But the question's going to be, will they be able to, because, again, they've had these issues. Will that coach be able to break through and get them in to have Final Four and have next steps? I think you're going to need a Billy Donovan or somebody of that caliber
I think Billy Donovan would make a lot of sense. Yeah. I mean, I'd go for Hurley. That's swinging for the fences. I don't know if he'll want to leave UConn, Rob.
But
Donovan would be good.
Who had great success in college.
Yep.
Nate in Arkansas. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nate?
My boys, man, appreciate y'all taking the call.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Hey, look, man, I'm around Razorback fans all day, man. I'm a Tennessee ball fan. I bleed orange, man. But listen, this hire is perfect for them, man. Listen, they ain't been to a Final Four since 95. Calipari gets them there, man. Hey, listen, we all know sometimes you need to change the scenery, man. You know, I mean, it's he has a lot of stress there. You see his hair getting a lot grayer. You know, I think it's a good hire, man. I think he's gonna be a good coach there. He's still gonna
Look, it's not the same level of program.
Great recruiter.
Expectations aren't as high. Yeah, it'll be good.
Thanks for the call, Nate, in Arkansas. I appreciate it. Chris, one thing real quick, I don't understand is why didn't he say, give me half of that money and I'll leave. You know, but you can't hold me to me not getting another job. I'm surprised that he would leave $33 million on the table and not force them, you know what I mean, to pay something.
Yeah, I mean, I think
– what did he take, $1 million?
This is just speculation that I think they were going to keep him. And he started talking to other people.
And just realized that
I think he understood, they'll keep me because of the money, but
they don't want me.
No, they don't want me, and the fans are going to be, terrible to me.
Right.
I think it's one of those situations. All right, we got Aaron Torres, our college basketball expert, around the corner.
And, of course, he went to UConn, so he's all over the Huskies. Oh, my God.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, let me ask you this. What do you think is the best storyline tonight? Like, what would be the best outcome? What story would be the best outcome? UConn winning or Purdue winning?
It's always the underdog winning. That's always the better story. It really is, because people don't expect them to win, and if they see something that they don't, UConn won last year, Chris. They're 7.5-point favorites tonight. You know, that's a big score, 7.5. It's not like 3 points or whatever. It could go either way. You're saying decisively that they should win, that UConn should win. So if somehow Purdue is able to win that game, I think it's an incredible storyline.
I would agree with you. I do think that Purdue – I picked UConn, Rob. We did our brackets, you know, for the challenge, Fox Sports Radio bracket challenge. I picked UConn. Who'd you pick? You picked Houston, I think.
I think so, right? I was going a long time ago.
I stopped following my bracket after a couple days.
And rightfully so. Me too. Like, what are we doing here?
Right, exactly. I didn't even want to see the carnage. But this might be one I got right.
Rob G, are you still alive?
But I honestly would like to see. Are you still alive, Rob G?
No, he says he's
no,
not.
But I will say, and I told this to say before we started the show today,
that
no matter what happens tonight, I'm going to beat Doug Gottlieb. So I'm happy about that.
Oh, are you?
Who did Gottlieb pick to win it all?
Well, he had UConn losing in the second round, so that kind of burned him quickly.
Yeah, oh, that turned him quickly. Yeah.
Who'd you have win it all?
I had UConn.
You had UConn.
Against who?
I had UConn against Florida.
I feel like
Florida.
I had them beating Duke. Okay, Florida. I think I had UConn over Duke.
So
I hope that Purdue wins. It's just like you said. I don't have a rooting interest.
Right. It's not like you're rooting against.
Story.
Right. You're not
right,
rooting
right.
against
I'm not
UConn.
Gonna, I couldn't care
right.
less if they win. Yeah, it'd be great. It's their great story too. First time you know a team's won back to back since 07. That would be huge. Danny Hurley kind of cements himself as, you know, a legendary coach, Rob. This would be his second, I believe. Or would it be his third? Rob G, what would this be for Danny Hurley? I think his second. And he's still fairly young, Rob, as far as college coaches go, you know. So he could win more championships, you know, down the line. Yeah, this would be his second, you know, obviously back-to-back. But he's you know, he's got a ways to go. So, you know, he's kind of a great young coach, relatively young coach, making his mark. It'll be interesting to see if he stays. So that UConn's a great story in and of itself. But Purdue, Rob, and I think one of the other reasons Purdue, in addition to being the underdog, is that their leader is Zach Edey. He's 7'4", Rob. And he's a good player. Like years ago, and you know, we're not ones to buy into all the players of yesteryear couldn't compete with these guys.
Right.
But the game was different. It was centered around the paint. Big men were dominant. I mean, Rob, you can go down the line. Obviously, you had the era of Alcindor and Walton and Elvin Hayes. And before them, it was, you know, Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell. But you know, you had Ewing, you had Olajuwon, you had Ralph Sampson, Tim Duncan. Like, big men have been, you know, huge players, and not literally, but figuratively, in sport, in college basketball. And now they are not that big of a factor anymore, especially when they play close to the basket. And Zach Edey, Rob, is a throwback. Years ago, when the game was played differently, I think he would have been a lottery pick, and maybe a high lottery pick, and now you know I don't think he's going to be able to do much in the NBA. I think he'll play. I think he'll have a career, but I don't think he'll be a star.
So you don't think? Where will he be drafted? Is he a first round?
I mean, it's all over as far as mock drafts. You got low lottery. You got low first round. You got second round.
People don't really know.
I think probably late first round. Yeah, I think late first round. And he doesn't. He's not like Boban, you know, for the Mavericks or a George Mureson. I mean, he can move, but now you have to guard, you know, out on the perimeter a lot, and you're covering so much ground that, you know, I like I said, I think he'll have a career, but I don't think he'll be a star in the NBA, but he's a superstar in college basketball. So I think it'd be fun to see kind of a guy like this win. And Rob, for Purdue, this is the way they have to do it. He has to be dominant inside. He has to, you know, UConn's got a 7'2" player who's good, Klingon. And he has to dominate Klingon to the point where he can't really guard him by himself. And then they have Purdue has to hit threes. They got to hit threes. And they're a great three-point shooting team, Rob. Second best in the country, one of only two teams to hit 40 or more percent from three. So that's their formula. That's how they win. We got the big boy inside killing you, and we got shooters from three-point land. And so, that's a good formula. UConn, of course, they've got all five of their players will be scoring. They got great ball movement, player movement, tough to guard, play defense. So UConn certainly worthy of being the favorite, but they've lost three games this year, Rob. They're not unbeatable. And you and I have seen, we've seen many teams that everybody thought was going to win, right? The first one that comes to mind is UNLV.
Yep.
When they were stomping mud holes all over the nation, and then they got beat by a Duke team they had slaughtered the year before.
Well, exactly. Nobody saw that coming.
No. I was distraught at that point. I wasn't even covering anything. I was working. I was a sports writer.
Right.
You know, Rob, when I started my career.
You were covering high
school. I wasn't even that. I sat in the newsroom at the Cleveland Plain Dealer answering phones from 3 p.m. to midnight.
Oh, my God. And you know how many people would call up from the bar drunk?
Oh,
hey,
gosh.
Who batted 319 in 1925?
Yes, that's how it was.
For the Indians.
Because there was no internet. You get called. Me and my buddies are arguing, what was the starting five for the Cavs in the Miracle at Richfield, 76? And you'd have to either know it or go look it up in an almanac.
And the media guy, Chris, the old media, the newsrooms were filled. There was nowhere to look. You have to look stuff up in a book.
Oh, it was right. So, Rob, I was doing that, and I remember, so, like, when high school football started, and they would – you know, we had our high school writers who would go out and cover the games and come back. And what we would do in the office is, you know, you had stringers from high schools who would go to their high school's game and call the newspaper and have all the stats. Cleveland Heights beat Shaw.
And who scored
31-7. And yeah, who had so many yards.
Right.
And we would take down the notes.
And then write a little
And then write
up.
Like two paragraphs. And I remember, Rob, the first time that my little paragraphs got in, and it wasn't a byline or anything, but, man, you felt such pride. You know?
Oh,
it was
God,
like, oh, man, I killed that. You know, little two paragraphs, basic writing, you know what I mean?
My first job, too, Chris, same kind of thing when I was at the New Haven Register when I was in college. And I was like a clerk, too. I think they called them sports clerks
right,
or whatever.
I was a reporter, but, you know, they just had me. I wasn't out in the field yet. But yeah.
I was making $5 an hour. I thought I was doing something. You know what I mean? Taking scores and
right,
putting together roundups and little things like that. And then the next day, you would see it in the paper, and you would just be so proud. It was
right,
pretty weird.
It was crazy, Rob. It was crazy. But so we'll see. We both think UConn's going to get it. But it would be nice. It would be fun. I tell you what, more than anything, Rob, I'd like a close game. A nail biter, right? So at least we get some excitement tonight.
We always want a good game. No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That one connection, the only one you need, is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And now... it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. The Pro of the Week, Rob, goes to none other than the great Dawn Staley. The South Carolina coach led her team to a 38-0 season. That's right, perfect. She capped it off with a national championship over the Iowa Lady Hawkeyes. It was her second national title in the last 3 years, her third overall, Rob. So again, congratulations to Dawn Staley.
Congrats
for being
Mazel
our Express
Tov.
Pros. Pro of the Week. And Rob, speaking of Dawn Staley, Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer writes that the Hornets, who are looking for a head coach, should hire Dawn Staley. What are your thoughts on that?
If she's the best person for the job, why not?
Well, that's where, like, yeah, I mean, him saying just hire her, no.
No.
We can interview her.
Yeah.
Why I think it's if they want to interview her,
she
fine.
Should be interviewed.
Absolutely.
Right.
She can be interviewed, but yeah, you don't just give it to her. And here's why. Not because, Rob, a lot of guys from college have not had success. Most, Larry Brown, sure. He's the only one that's won a championship in college. And
the pros. Can you believe
but you
that,
see
Chris?
So many. Yeah, you and you, Rob, Jerry Tarkanian. He did all right.
Where
Billy
was he
Donovan.
With the Spurs?
Spurs, yep. But not for long. You know, it was quick.
It was quick. He was biting on that towel, but they weren't winning any games.
Billy Donovan, we talked about him. He probably can't wait to get back to college. He should call Kentucky. Forget waiting for them to call him. Rick Pitino, he had a little success with the Knicks. I mean, made the playoffs, but we all remember how bad it was in Boston.
I covered that
Bird,
playoff
McHale,
series,
Chris.
When they swept
Did you,
the
were
Sixers?
You at the press conference?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about with the Knicks when they swept.
The Knicks,
remember that
right.
When they swept the Sixers?
Yeah, yeah.
And Rod Strickland and Mark Jackson grabbed the brooms, Chris. Do you remember this? Grabbed the brooms from the people at the Spectrum, the workers, and because it was a sweep.
Start
and they
waving
went across,
them in there.
No, they went across the floor like, you know, it was a sweep. I'll never forget that.
Those teams were fun to watch. Pitino was there's full court press.
Oh,
and all
I loved
that.
It. I loved
Mark
it.
Jackson was a man. He was a entertainer. I mean, he had a great career all the way through. But that first year, if you covered that rookie year, his rookie year, Rob, he took the league by storm. I think he averaged about 10 assists.
I remember that.
You know, passes were crazy. But Patino and, yeah, I mean, Calipari. I covered Cal with the Nets.
Dan Garcia is a reporter's name I always forget. Remember Dan Garcia from the New York Star Ledger?
Yep.
Dan got into so much trouble. You know, Dan.
Well, Cal called him like a racial slur.
Right, because Dan is Mexican. And he called him a name, and I remember that. He had to apologize, right?
Yeah.
This is way before.
And when I got, I think that happened the year before I got on the beat, because I don't think Dan, you know, it was so bad, I don't think Dan was covering him
anymore.
The next year when I got on
Can I
that
tell
beat.
You something he did to me? I'll never forget.
Garcia?
Yeah. So I'm supposed to have lunch with Sam Bowie. And Sam, this is the days, Chris, when you're in town, you know, and you can
lunch. Right.
So we're talking and we said, we'll meet in the lobby. So Sam gets to the lobby before me. Dan comes down and he says, hey, Sam, what are you doing? He says, I'm about to go to lunch with Rob Parker. He says, Rob said he can't make it. Let's go to lunch. And he went to lunch.
When you got down there, wasn't there? Bowie wasn't there?
No, I'm looking. We didn't have cell phones or anything.
Right.
So I'm looking. He said, and then I see them coming back like or something. You know, like I'm like, what happened to Sam? So I just went and got something and he came back. And then he says, so then I see Sam coming back with Dan. And I said, Sam, what happened? He said, Dan said you weren't coming, so we went out to eat. I could not believe that.
Were you, so I know you were, man, you know how it is, because you're trying to get,
information
and stuff. Like, so
I was pissed.
Were you upset?
Yelled at him. I was really pissed.
Yeah, that's
low.
You don't,
Sam didn't low. After that, you know what I mean? Sam frowned at him too, like you're lying to me. I had a lunch set up.
I mean, I thought you were going to say he invited himself to go with you and Sam. You know,
I would have said no. This is a, you know what I mean? Like this is
right. Nah, we just going by ourselves, and you know. But I mean, look, Don Staley, Nick Wright. We talked about it on First Things First. He had an interesting idea. He mentioned Kentucky, Rob, the men. Mm. I mean, that's something again. Maybe you want to interview her, talk to her.
There's nothing wrong with interviewing her. You never know. She might, Chris. She might have some ideas.
You might be blown away.
Yep.
You might be blown away. But it'd be cool also if she. Rob, we talked about it. You got Pat Summitt, who won 8 championships at Tennessee. Obviously, Gino Auriemma,
who won 11. Won 11,
has won
right?
11 at UConn, and he's still there. Maybe this could be her run, because they've had runs. Like, Gino hadn't won one in 8 years.
And what's crazy, I saw that Chris, she has what, 3 now?
3. Yeah.
But there are 5 coaches who have 3 or more. You know what I mean? That's a lot.
Well, women, you know, it's been dynasties, a lot more dynastic than the men's has. And she might want to stay there. I would guess she's going to stay there, Rob, and just, you know, build up that program, continue to win and see how far she can take it. All right, we got an hour left of the Odd Couple. Game starting pretty soon. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.